Welcome back to Talks with Maria. In episode number 110, we are talking about Easter. We're also talking about breaking free from the religious cult, per se. And no pun intended to those faith followers. Love you all. And that's pretty much it. Please remember to check out talkswithmaria.com and The Boss Mom Mentality, available on Amazon. Let's begin. Hi guys, happy Easter weekend. I'm not sure what you guys have planned for Easter. I don't know if you're like everybody else in the world, where we are just staying in and figuring out different ways to celebrate Easter weekend. I did get some fun stuff to put together for Easter baskets. We've been doing a ton of Easter like worksheet homeworks. And just, you know, little knickknacks to celebrate the holiday weekend. While it is a religious weekend, we actually don't go to church. only because I grew up going to church and I just don't feel like I got a ton of valuable things from church. In fact, I think that it is centered a lot around a lot of hypocrisy and just righteousness. And for me as a parent, I really want to relinquish, you know, that kind of pattern in raising my children. I like to raise them in a sense where your actions have consequences. And there's not necessarily an almighty God and a God-fearing kind of like God that, you know, when you do bad things, God's going to condemn you. It's really just, hey, if you don't want bad consequences, don't do bad shit, right? simple 1 + 1 = 2. And religion just really complicates that 1 + 1 = 2. It really makes it like 1 + 1 = 3. The square root of 3 = 81. And so forth and so forth. And it just really complicates that just really simple, matter-of-fact approach to life. If you want good results, do shit that's going to benefit you. Do shit that's going to get you those results. If you want bad shit, if you want bad results, do bad shit. Simple as fucking that. Obviously, I don't say it in those terms, but that is really the premise of these retarded bikers are really annoying. This is the premise of how I raise my children, you know. If you're kind and you share with your sister's going to be kind and share with you. If you're not kind and you don't share, then you can't get mad at her if she doesn't want to share anything with you. So the golden rule, right? The golden rule, treat others as you would like to be treated. So simple. These themes of life, these lessons to how to operate in life is just so simple, yet we complicate things to, I don't know what it is, to like position ourselves as to fail almost. And not to shit on like religion, I just want to kind of almost enlighten those parents who really put all of their heads around religion. You know, they really put their household around religion. They really put it around there. I see a ton, like one of my friends who are nurses, she is a huge, I don't want to say the religion, but she is huge in her faith. And it's not Catholic, it's not Christian, it's something else. Like, I'm not going to say it. But she's even married a partner who is in that kind of the same faith, because her faith is so important to her, which is wonderful. Do it. I see that she's extremely happy, well connected, full of community, traveled the world, visited different temples, visited different groups of people where they share their message and congregate. And that is not like, it ain't a bad thing. I think that's wonderful. I think that when you are truly embraced in the faith in terms of non-egoic, like you're not trying to make people follow you, you're not trying to do this for power and monetization, then I think that you really get rewarded in a sense where you have a fulfilling life, where you have a fulfilling marriage, where you have a fulfilling family and a purpose. But what I've sensed in my own experience in religion, in the Catholic religion, is that there's really no connection. Every time I've gone to the church down the street growing up, I don't recall feeling that sense of connection. In fact, we go in, we kneel, we hear, we kneel and sit. We have these statements that no clue what they mean to me. But I say them because everyone else says them. I eat the bread, I drink the wine. And do I really feel like at the end of my day, at the end of the church ceremony, I feel cleansed? No, in fact, I feel more disconnected from myself. And the sad thing about it is that people continue to do it. Even though they know in their hearts, they still feel disconnected to their purpose, their passion, and overall who they are. It's fucking annoying because it's just, when I was in that position, I just didn't know myself well, and I wasn't confident enough to actually do something different, you know, and follow something different and implement something different in my life. And since I became an author, since I became a podcaster, since I became an entrepreneurship person who's like figuring out how to make money, how to actually package my skills so that I can sell them, I am a completely different person. I feel more connected to myself than ever, and I feel more connection even in the COVID-19 time. So what does that mean? So I really wanted to just express that I have all the respect towards the religious community, any religion. You know, if you have faith in something, good for you, but you also have to think for yourself. You know, as an adult, as parents, as individuals with our own minds and our own hearts and our own desires and our own purposes and passions, following the patterns of what you're used to in life, you know, following whatever you think that you're supposed to be doing because that's what you're so used to for the past years, growing up, going to church, doing all that stuff. Cool, do it. As long as you know that it's in your divine being to do it. And that you know exactly why you're doing it. You know your purpose for doing it, and it resonates with your heart. And if it doesn't, that says a lot. You know, that says, there's a fucking bug in my car. God damn it. Shit. And I said all that profanity. So sorry. But the point of all of this is just to awaken and inspire a little bit more of your truth and who you are and what you stand for and your passions, purposes, and your motivation in life. If you feel like that's really not who you are, you're just going with it because your mom asked you to go to church with you and it's like a thing y'all do every Sunday, cool. But just know that you can break free from that and you can actually just go and have lunch with her after she goes to church. And no big deal, you know? She gives you shit for it, then say, Ma, like, I'm just trying to practice my own way of living and trying to get into my own groove of life. And that really starts the stepping stones to finding your own truth. and finding who you truly are and relinquishing all of these beliefs about what you should be, who you should be, who you should hang out with, what kind of career you need to have. All of these things people have implemented and impregnated in your brain, but instead you follow with whatever you feel is right in your heart. And, you know, I think that is literally, as a 34-year-old, what I am so proud of in my day-to-day life now is that I practice this. I connect with people who are in the same mindset as I am, or who I long to become, who I admire, who are, you know, people who are doing big things and who make an impact in communities and who want to make an impact in communities. Those are the people I long to connect with. I do not want to connect with people who try to overpower someone, try to overtake their thought processes and force feed them a way of living. I just cannot do that anymore. And that's what I feel like society is. I feel like that's what a lot of families do. You know, I think a lot of families force feed a way of living. And if you don't live this way that has been so-called worked for them, then it's wrong. And it's like, no, that's absolutely the worst way to raise your children, the worst way to role model as a balanced human being. It's you're like literally operating from fear if you're so afraid for your offspring to figure out life on their own and through inspiration and motivation and love and purpose and passion. So anyway, it's Easter. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. And I'm just sending everyone love, and I hope that you guys are staying healthy, staying safe, practicing social distancing so that we can flatten this curve faster and we can get back into our normal day-to-day groove of life. Sending you guys my love. Have an amazing weekend, guys. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.